morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome aboard. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it's brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And I have Philip Wright in here, and it just seems like it was, what, September, October? Yes. We were talking about the Boy Scout dinner.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And now we've got something kind of cool. It's called STEM Nova. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, thank you for having us. I want to start off, number one, I want to thank, as a United Way partner agency, we want to thank United Way for all their support. We want to thank all of our donors, and I want to take this moment to really thank our viewing, our audience right now, and just say thank you for your support of Scouting. We are so blessed to be in this community and all the support that happens to keep Scouting alive and going. So, yes, we have a wonderful STEM Nova event. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, with all the COVID, we were very blessed to have Rachel Delcor as our pioneer on this program to mm-hmm. make it a virtual event.
Wow.
So we started out in May. Currently right now we have over 23 scouts involved in the virtual STEM Nova event. And she's been doing it throughout the month of May. And it's been on Tuesdays. And it's been a combination of, first of all, it'll be a Zoom class. Then it'll be a Facebook posting to tell the scouts, hey, this is what we're going to work on. Mm-hmm. Give them all the requirements to work on. And then they come back via Zoom, and they share with her what they've learned, and like, for example, the other day was on archaeology, which is Nova on the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very wonderful to see some virtual STEM Nova events going on. And then this is the calendar for the year. We have another one in July coming up, which will be another great event for scouts to come out, or new youth. New youth can come and join Scouting mm-hmm. now and be a part of these programs.
Well, Phil, this is great. You know, you're hitting the kids kind of where they live. They got a handle on this technology, and they're so interested in it.
Yes.
And
yes.
It really puts the lights on, as they say.
It does. And it's live. It's live because you're not just doing a session with a certified Nova specialist, but also you're going back and then you're doing some research. Like, one of the requirements is you got to spend an hour learning about, for example, archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn about, like, I know one little Cub Scout had to learn what it takes to be an archaeologist, what university you can go to get it, mm-hmm. to get the degree, what do you have to do after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very intense. So that puts in that muscle memory later on years to come.
That is really something. I didn't even know that this was going on in Scouts.
Yes.
Well, of course, when I was in Scouts, it was way last century, but I learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about how to get along well with others, and not only to be independent, but also to work in groups. Yes. It was the best of both worlds, and you're still teaching.
And you still teach, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, this is really neat. I see the Lion and Tiger Scouts, although they cannot earn the Nova, but they're still welcome to participate in the activities with the adult partner.
Correct.
And I can tell you why, because these little guys are going, I can do that! I can do that! They know they can.
They know they can.
Might not be able to, but they know they can.
They know they can.
And that's really nice, because you get them in the arena.
That's right. You get them in early. We get them in early, and it's very active, very interactive, and it gets them interested in science. And who knows? It could be the next spring point in their life to a career in the science.
Wow. We've got these things called Sphero Robots.
Yes.
What on earth are these?
Yeah. So we partnered with Wyandotte Nation, and they were able to purchase these robots for us, Sphero Robots. So Sphero started over 10 years ago. I had the honor of being in California at the very beginning stage of this program. If you've ever seen Star Wars, the little BB-8 robots, the first incarnation of that was a small robot the size of a tennis ball, and it's a Sphero robot. Okay. And so one of the requirements in the Nova Award is to work on a robot and to do some coding and computer science. And so with the purchase of those robots and tablets, and we have all the equipment there, we're able now to provide that for scouts and new youth. So they're going to be able to code. They're going to be able to learn how to use a robot. And simple things, for example, one of the exercises would be they have to code the robot to do a square, and then code the robot to do a triangle, and then code the robot to build a pentagon. Well, what happens is you have to do the calculations of, okay, I'm going to go 90 degrees this way, and then I'm going to go up here another 90 degrees, and I'm going to turn. So all those calculations, math is involved, coding is involved, problem solving is involved. So we're very excited to have this opportunity for our scouts, and it gives them another outlet, another way to problem solve, another way to use that in a different form later on in life.
Wow, we've come a long way from tying knots and starting fires by rubbing two sticks together.
Yeah.
This is exciting. This is really, really exciting. Now, we've got a worldwide event coming up called the Jamboree, but it's going to be a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes. So this is a Jamboree on Air event, and it's another way for more youth to participate. And you can participate locally. You don't have to go to, you know, Washington, D.C., or, you know, West Virginia, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can do it locally. And that's the beauty of this Jamboree on Air, which is going to be October 17th. Mm-hmm. We've experimented with this over the last 2 years in terms of doing a Jamboree. And the beautiful thing about this is that scouts get to talk to other scouts from other parts of the world.
That's the neat thing.
That's the neat thing about it. And you get to see scouts from India, and you get to see scouts from England, and scouts from, you know, mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. So, yeah, this is October 17th, 2020 this year, mm-hmm. and we're going to air it, and everybody will be able to log in virtually as well to be a part of this event.
Now, going back to STEM again, it looks like we have the expo coming up in November. And
yes.
I think I was talking with Superintendent Chuck McCauley about this, too. He said this is a big deal.
It is. Yeah. It is. It is. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to have our STEM Channel November 7th, mm-hmm. and that is another opportunity for our scouts to show the world, show the community mm-hmm. what they can build, mm-hmm. and in a forum that everybody can see. And so we're excited about that STEM challenge. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Once again, that is science, technology, engineering and math.
Yes.
Boy. I never thought numbers could be so fun. But, you know, when you're watching things take off and do things, and you can say, I did it.
I did it.
And I used math. You know, it's kind of cool. Now, I don't want to get too far ahead, but March of 2021, Innova Swoosh, Swing and Swoosh.
Yes. So we have been able during this time to work on a year-long calendar.
Yes.
So what this does is it tells a parent, hey, when I join Scouts today, mm-hmm. look at my calendar from now till March of next year. Basically, you're going 12 months out. And so this is the Nova Swish and Nova Swish Awards. Those are two Nova Awards that our Scouts will be able to work on. And uh-huh. it'll be a live event as well in March. But that gives that parent and current scouts the opportunity to plan ahead mm-hmm. and look forward to, wow, this is the event that's coming up then as well.
That's so great. That everybody can kind of be around and make this a big family event. And I got to tell you, Philip, this is exciting. It's still the same core, Boy Scouts.
Yes.
But boy, I tell you, we've taken off in the new century with a lot of new and exciting things. And how can youngsters who maybe thought about being a scout and now with the COVID-19, how do we go about becoming a scout?
Yeah, it's real simple. So because of the avenue of social media, literally they can go to our website mm-hmm. right now today and join Scouts. We have right now with social media, we have a way that mm-hmm. To scout BSA, you can literally go in and put in your information, mm-hmm. your address, your phone number, your email, and you can join Scouts. We had two scouts that joined 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Online. And so we're able to take in scouts right now, even though we're still doing social distancing. You can join Scouting today and you can participate in programs. Mm-hmm. We can virtually send you all the information that you need. And then obviously we can mail your handbook and uh-huh. so forth. But we want our youth to know today that to join Scouting, you can join virtually today.
Wow.
Yes.
I remember it was a big deal because we took mom and dad. We went to a meeting and, you know, and I was maybe 8 or 9 years old getting into the Cub Scouts. I'm going, and kind of late, you know, but boy, I want to be a scout.
And something else, we have, it is so wonderful to see uh-huh. the level of leadership that we have in our council. We have great leaders. We have great scout leaders. Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes our program so special, because with the support of our donors, with the support of United Way, mm-hmm. with the support of our leadership, mm-hmm. we're able to provide quality scouting programs. Mm-hmm. And so we want you to come and join. Come and join us, because when you join scouting, we have quality leaders that will make sure that you have a quality program, quality experience. And then the council, along with all of our leadership, We're providing great programs and opportunities mm-hmm. to experience scouting today.
And you can do it right here at the local level, which Correct. Is great. You know, Correct. It's nice that we have the, you know, Correct. The national to fall back on Correct. If you need them. But right now and right here, and it's been this way for many, many years,
yes.
Very, very central, very, yes. very local.
Yes.
And that is very, very key yes. On this, too. So, you know, there are a lot of different different levels of scouting, all the way up to the Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
And I didn't quite make it that far, but I got to be an Explorer Scout for a good while, and that's how I got to do this radio thing. Believe it or not, I was 15, I want to say.
Wow.
And the questionnaire came up, and the next thing you know, Pop says, "Hey, looks like you might be in showbiz." I said, "Yeah, I need to be in showbiz." He says, "Well, you're not working out all that great on the farm, son."
So come on over.
So I want you to explore the Explorers. And it was probably the best time I had in my life because I'd been in scouting through the other levels as well. But what it did was it opened my eyes to a career.
Yes.
That, you know, when you're in a small community, a rural community, you're thinking that your chances are limited. It was the... It was the Explorer Scouts that opened my eyes that says, wow. you know, anything is possible. You're not going to be slopping hogs the rest of your life, although there's no shame or nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
You're not going to be driving that tractor that always breaks down the rest of your life. You can do something else. And back when I was a kid, where I was from, you either worked on the farm or you worked on the factory, and there wasn't a whole lot in between. There might have been that one guy selling insurance and the other fella carrying the mail, and the guy that owned the gas station pretty much ran the town, but it was a little old burg. But it opened my eyes to opportunities. And I want to, if we have youngsters who are listening or parents who are listening,
yes.
Please take a look at what yes. scouting offers yes. because it offers just a big rays of hope. And it also has a good foundation in it. You learn a lot of life lessons that you might not think that are too important at the time, but by golly, you get going on in life and you say, "Oh, wow, that came in handy."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and it's real simple. Just go to CherokeeBSA.org.
Yeah.
We're right there because you're exactly right. The little lesson, I go mm-hmm. back. I remember talking one time to a gentleman and he said, "You know, I had a cousin, little cousin that joined scouting, mm-hmm. and he came to summer camp at the time. Mm-hmm. And all he learned was he worked on that little plumbing merit badge.
That's it?
That's all he worked on, that little plumbing merit badge. But you know what happened to that little boy?
Uh-huh.
He became a plumber.
And you know what? Plumbers make almost as much as doctors exactly. these days.
Exactly, exactly.
You're going to need one sooner or later.
You're going to need one sooner or later. You're going to need a plumber, you know? And it was all because of that little experience, like you talked about. He explored it, and he found what he liked, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, that became his livelihood.
It's kind of funny because every other explorer I've been in contact with who did that, they said, you know, there was a door that was open.
Right.
And it might not have been the right. career that I was seeking or anything, and I didn't know maybe go into the career that I was studying as an Explorer Scout. But what it did is it taught me to look.
Yes.
And yes. be aware.
And be aware. And that's what scouting does. You know, we have... we have one board member, Tom Hopkins, that's doing a mm-hmm. photography merit badge for us. Another way to see another field, another world, opening mm-hmm. your eyes. Rachel Delcor is helping us with our STEM Nova programs for Scout BSA and for Cub Scouts. We have Donna Copeland that's doing the virtual learning life merit badge.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all these opportunities, and what we basically want to do is tell the community we're here.
Yeah.
We're here. Tap into them. Use them.
Give them that website again so yes. they can run right
CherokeeBSA.org. Yes.
CherokeeBSA.org. Yes. That is fantastic. You know, Philip, it's always great when you come in here
Thank
because, you know, we start having a good time. And next thing you know, the time is flown. And it's like, what? Wait a minute. We just got started. That's not fair. So CherokeeBSA.org. Thank you, Philip, for being
Thanks
in
for
here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And folks, if you missed any of this, it's on our Facebook Live, and you can always replay it there, and you can get it on demand at BartlesvilleRadio.com. We'll have more coming up in just a little bit, and we appreciate having Philip in, and we'll probably have you in pretty soon for another couple of things, too, as well. Brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Nolan Moore, Kneecamp, Funeral Home. This is Community.